Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Lily. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rent to Own Properties today. We're talking today about rent to own property.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
Okay, let's get to it. This article discusses the pros and cons of rent to own homes, with particular emphasis on the buying phase. A rent-to-own agreement includes a standard lease agreement and also an option to buy a property at a later time. The future purchase price of the rental property is often agreed upon at the time the rent-to-own agreement is signed. This is what makes a rent-to-own property, or lease purchase, different from a standard lease agreement. This allows the renter to have an option to buy the home at the end of their lease agreement. Rent-to-own agreements also allow for the tenant to have more rights than with a standard rental agreement. By entering into a rent-to-own agreement, the tenant commits to buying the property at some later time and typically has an option period prior to that time. During this option period, which is usually specified in the lease agreement, the tenant has exclusive rights to purchase the house within that specific time period. This is called a lease option agreement or a lease purchase agreement. The tenant will pay monthly rent plus an additional amount to be credited towards the future purchase price of the home. In this way, both landlord and tenant are protected by this rent-to-own contract. The tenant is protected because they have an agreed-upon future purchase price and can live in the rental property while they save up money for a down payment. Rent payments are made each month and the tenant decides how long their rental agreement will be in order to save up the funds to purchase the home. In some cases, a tenant may even order a home appraisal before purchasing the property. Rent-to-own property is usually structured with a standard lease, so it is important for tenants to understand their exact payment duties and reason for making those payments in that form. Lease purchase agreements are used to rent your property with the option to buy. The tenant will make monthly rent payments, plus an additional pay option fee. If the tenant decides to forfeit their lease, they will forfeit their option fee. The terms of the contract must be clearly indicated and signed by both parties in order for it to be legally binding. When purchasing a house through rent-to-own property, you will usually pay one-time fee known as an option fee or down payment. This fee is usually a percentage of the total purchase price and it gives the tenant first opportunity to buy your property under certain terms outlined in your contract. Rent-to-own property is a great option for those who don't have enough money saved up for a down payment on their own home. When you rent-to-own, you pay your rent every month and part of it goes towards the purchase price of the property. In some cases, your rent payments are also applied to your down payment. Rent-to-own agreements and arrangements are quite different from regular or standard lease agreements. The lease period is usually shorter than a typical lease, and the landlord-tenant relationship is generally more of a partnership between the tenant and seller. The tenant will make payments throughout the lease period, and once it expires, they will have an option to set the buyer as their own. This includes terms that set a purchase price, along with other details like maintenance responsibilities. The underlying agreement between buyer and seller will also be discussed and agreed upon before signing any documents. A rent-to-own transaction is a situation in which a landlord allows a tenant to purchase real property through a lease agreement. The tenant lives in the property and makes regular payments, turning them into a home seller. If the tenant decides not to purchase the property, they must return it to the landlord. On the other hand, if they decide to purchase it, then they become the buyer and are now responsible for any mortgage payments or taxes related to the property. The rent-to-own option, also known as hire purchase or lives pay, is often used when buying items that require an upfront payment and may be too expensive for one transaction. In this situation, buyers are able to pay in installments over an agreed period of time and then take ownership of what they have purchased at a fixed price. Rent-to-own property is a great option for tenants who are unable to qualify for a traditional mortgage. The state lease contract will state the terms of the lease-to-own agreement, such as rental payments and other fees. The buyer may choose to rent or purchase the home outright at any time during the leasing phase. In some cases, buyers may receive assistance from the seller in order to make money towards their down payment during this phase. Upon completion of the leasing phase, buyers can enter into contracts with the seller that will state their purchase price and other details such as closing Costs rent to own property is a great option for those who are looking to purchase a home but have limited credit or don't have enough cash for a down payment. This type of agreement allows the tenant to make their monthly rental payment, which goes towards the eventual purchase of the home. The tenant will also pay an extra rent money, which is usually referred to as the lease portion. This amount is then applied towards the purchase price at the end of the lease period. The lease portion that is paid by the tenant decides how much of their monthly rental payments go towards purchasing their property at the end of their lease period. Depending on your agreement, you may be able to reduce your final sales price if you pay more than your lease portion each month. In some cases, you may even be able to get back an option fee that was paid up front if you decide not to purchase at the end of your contract period. Rent to own property is a great way to purchase your own property without having to commit to a large upfront payment. It allows you to rent the property for a set period of time, paying regular rental fees and also making an additional monthly payment that goes towards your future purchase. The owner sets the rent prices, as well as the portion of each monthly payment that goes towards your future purchase. This type of agreement is legally documented and covers tangible goods such as appliances, real property, or even engagement rings.
Thank you all for joining us again on Rent to Own Properties. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.